Are we ready? Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here today. My name is Carrie Dietzick. I have the honor and privilege to represent Southeast and Northeast Minneapolis. It's the area around the University of Minnesota. And I have the honor and privilege to be the new Senate Majority Leader. I take that role very seriously. I take it seriously and with great dedication to the state and to my colleagues to make this work. We were given the trifecta, and we are here to show that we are ready to lead. And I'll introduce our leadership team. This is the for elected leaders. We're still having conversations about additional assistant leaders. The president of the Senate, I'd like to introduce Senator Bobby Joe Champion. Tax chair is Senator Ann Rust, and finance chair is Senator John Marty. So, questions? In our discussions here, we will be having additional leaders. We have the most diverse caucus in history, and we will have the leadership team will represent that entire diversity. That's diversity across the state, that's diversity, racial diversity. And so we are still having those discussions on additional assistance.
What kind of leadership style do you think that you'll bring to this role?
My goal is to be very inclusive and to unify us. We were elected to move forward and to move Minnesota forward, and voters told us they don't want gridlock. They gave us the trifecta, and so my role is to keep us unified together and to move stuff forward to improve Minnesotans' lives. I believe, and many of you have heard me say, we all do better when we all do better, and that's what part of my goal and just core is to make sure that everyone across Minnesota, no matter what zip code they live in, that they do better and they are given the opportunity to succeed.
Senator, getting back to the demographics of the leadership team being all from the metro area, that's pretty stark contrast to Senator Mark Johnson, who's from East Grand Forks. Republicans are going to say, look, this is more just governing from the metro area. How will you respond to that?
This is not our entire leadership team.
This
is not our entire leadership team. We will have additional. So we have the president, we have the tax chair and the finance chair. We are still having discussions about additional assistance. And that those additional assistance, my goal is to make sure that we highlight that the diversity that we have in our caucus. We are the most diverse caucus ever.
Because that is something that will be top of mind to represent the whole state, right, and not just the metro area?
Correct. Correct.
You talked about, you know, governing, be inclusive, Minnesotans don't want gridlock, but how narrow the majority is, you'll have to have your caucus in lockstep in order to pass progressive policies. You guys just met in there for the first time. Can you talk about how you see that, how important that is, and how you plan to keep everybody in line, if you will?
We need to be unified. We do have just 34 members, and so we are going to need to be unified. We are going to have those conversations to make sure that we move the bills forward. I think there was, you know, again, this is our first caucus meeting, and so we haven't had brief conversations or deep conversations on what the agenda will look like. I think that will be coming. But, you know, we were out just finished meeting with voters, and we had conversations with voters. And so I think there's a lot of stuff that we will find we agree on. And I think we will move that, and then we'll have, you know, going forward, we'll have additional conversations about what other bills. But like you said, we have a 34 majority, so we are going to need to be united and stand together so that we can support Minnesotans.
Senator Champion, why do you want to be president?
Wow. Well, let me just say this. First of all, there's a saying that talks about when I thought things were falling apart, everything fell in line, right? And fell in place. One of the reasons why I want to be president, one is because I believe I have the skills and qualifications by which to navigate the rules and tradition and balance that with how do we make sure that we're having a robust discussion on our Senate floor to benefit Minnesotans. So that is to make sure that there are guiding principles that can lead our caucus, but also the minority as well, because I believe important, robust discussion includes all of us. And even though I have the skills and qualifications, it was not lost on me that Minnesota has never had a Senate president of color. And I'm proud because that also is a reflection of our values, that we want to make sure that there's much inclusion and diversity geographically, racially, ethnically, or ethnicity. And so my elevation to the presidency is just a reflection of that. So I must tell you that it is an honor, and I'm pleased by the decision, but I'm also hoping that I not only serve as president, but I have an opportunity to lead a committee as well, because I think that important balance, which is in line with history, allows the Senate president to also lead a committee as well. So I'm excited, and I am honored that my caucus, I thought it was important to put me forward. And I hope and look forward to getting support not only from my caucus, but also the minority caucus as well, because I work across the aisle, and it's all about how do we make sure Minnesotans' issues are front and center, and I just want to create a mechanism for that to happen. But I'm also proud to say that Senator Rest is also the pro tem as well, and so we will work together in order to make sure that everything is fully functioning. So thank you for that important question, and I sincerely appreciate it.
And Senator Chen, on that point, you'll have a very visible position in the Senate. Is that important that people see that image on television and newspapers, on social media?
Absolutely. When we talk about inclusion and diversity, we should not just have it as a slogan, but it should be represented in every action that we put forward. So it's not only important for our members and for us as members of the Senate, but also for the broader community. And it's also, in my opinion, an opportunity for individuals to turn on the TV and see someone else that looks like them as well, and to inspire other folks in order to say, you know what, if he can do it from North Minneapolis, then I can do it as well. So I often say what's also good for North Minneapolis is also good for the rest of the state. So it's about diversity, it's about providing opportunity, and it's also about providing inspiration, not just for our members, but also the rest of the state.
Senator Rest and Senator Marty, could you just each tell us briefly what your roles will be in the new legislature?
Well, as thank you very much. As the new president, or soon to be elected president, mentioned, I will be serving as his partner, the Senate President Pro Tem. I'll be very active on the floor, helping members with their bills and understanding the rules. We have very many new members, and we want to make sure when they go to the floor that they're going to be well prepared in presenting their bills. In addition, I've served on the Tax Committee in both the House and the Senate for decades, actually, 4 years in the House as the Tax Chair, and now after 20 years in the Senate, I will be the Tax Chair. I intend to work with the Governor and the House Tax Chair, I don't know who that is yet, to present a unified agenda to the people of Minnesota based on tax policy that we believe is sound and that uplifts Minnesotans in regaining trust in the legislature. I will be very active in that, and I'm thrilled to pieces. I'm really happy to have that role. Thank you.
Senator Hardy.
Thank you. I'm honored to be selected by the caucus to chair the Senate Finance Committee, which I've served on for a number of years, and I'm excited. I think we can put together a good budget that reflects the values of the people of Minnesota and is going to serve the people of Minnesota well, and intend to include the entire Senate, the entire caucus, everybody involved in this. And as both Leader Dietzick and President Champion said, we do have a very diverse caucus, and I'm very excited to be working with them. This is our first time meeting together, first time meeting some of the members of the caucus. Very bright, exciting future ahead of us. So I'm very excited about that and look forward to putting together a good budget in conjunction with this entire caucus.
Leader Dietzick, do you want to do closing comments? Then we'll bring out the rest of the caucus so you can see the new majority.
I mean, how contentious was this? I mean, it's still striking to me that two people from Minneapolis, one from an in-ring Minneapolis sub, two in-ring suburbs.
As I have mentioned before, we're still, this is not the entire leadership team. We will have a leader, entire leadership team will deflect the diversity across the caucus. We have members that represent areas from International Falls to Moorhead to Mankato and many areas in between. And so this is about, we want to do and put forward an agenda, and we want to help uplift all Minnesotans. And so I think that is our goal. We just met for the first time today. Some of us had never met in person, and so I think this is a good introductory meeting. We'll have some continuing discussions on what that agenda looks like based on what members heard when they were door knocking on the floor and door knocking in their districts. And so I think our goal of this caucus, my vision for this caucus and for the state is what I have said many times before, we all do better when we all do better, and it shouldn't matter what zip code you live in, everybody should have opportunities to succeed. Thank you. Continue to have discussions, but I think at the core of what we want to do is promote legislation and pass bills that will uplift everybody. It shouldn't matter, as I've said again many times already today, it shouldn't matter what zip code you live in. We want every Minnesotan to have that opportunity to succeed.
Senator, one question about your one vote majority. Have you told everyone no sick days? Seriously, it's going to be if one person is missing on any given day, that can make or break whether legislation passes. I know you can play around with the schedule a little bit, but how important will that be?
I told our members that we need to be inclusive. We need to be trusting each other. We're going to continue to work together. We've just met a lot of us, so we're going to build that relationship because the bills that we move forward, we're going to have an agreement on. And I think there is so much here. We are very diverse. We are from across the state, but there is so much that we all agree on and that we have all heard from our constituents. And so I think that is what we're going to do, is to move Minnesota forward.
What about priorities? You have anything you're going to do on day one or day two or three?
We're still discussing that. Sorry? We are still discussing that.
Can you talk big picture priority issues, maybe not specific policy?
Again, it's just all to help Minnesotans.
All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you.